We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and wow, some themes this week, you know, talking, it's like I'm going back in time, taking a time travel of, people might think of Neil, the media giant Haley, as, you know, as a former professional wrestler, but, you know, they never knew that I had this time period in education. If you did the Google searches, you would know I was a former teacher, I was a former after-school program director, behavior specialist, all these different things. All those things were before I became the media giant and things. But my guest today, Tara Lynn Towns, the CEO and founder of Bullying Buddy Consulting. And she's out there to stop this bullying crisis that I have saw from years going on in schools. It is awful. And the level, because of cyberbullying and what I've seen with my, even family members of mine, I don't think people see that emotional abuse is worth as bad as physical abuse. Tara Lynn, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
Thank you, Neil. I'm great. How are you?
Good. So let's talk about this. Let's just jump right into this. This is an epidemic. This is happening every day, and there are so many, and I would say more girls than boys now, especially getting in middle school all the way to high school, that don't want to go to school every day because bullying is 24/7, isn't it?
Absolutely. Before the pandemic, actually 165, this is per the CDC, 165,000 children miss school out of a fear every day in our nation because they're being bullied. And now because we've turned into they're online, or they were online and now just returning back, but because everything turned into, you know, social distancing and the media platform and the technical platform, the numbers went from 67% cyberbullying now into 87%. And I think it's even higher than that, just from the amount of parents I get that reach out to me on a daily basis. It has to be higher because 97% of our kids are online.
Bullying changed after the cyber. And I had these conversations with my old show, The Total Education Hour, that started almost 13 years ago. I stopped doing it years ago. I miss it because it was just really just a roundtable of educators and people discussing things. And bullying was one of my biggest topics to discuss, that we just don't take care of. This is before bullies used to be a guy that was kind of not popular, and it was a guy and they would bully other people, you know, in the days of Christmas Story and stuff like that. That was the bully. But the bully has become the popular people. The bully has become the person that wants to just consider themselves on top, so they'll go after people who are different. And because of inclusion, because of IDEA, these kids are bullied all the time. And there's so many of them. It's just, it's awful. Right?
Absolutely. It definitely is. It's a new venom. You know, my dad's 80 and he used to say, you know, my family name is Lulu. So he would say, Lulu, you know, when I was bullied, I'm like, Dad, it was in like 1940. Okay. And I'm not being funny. I'm just being real. He's like, no, but all we would do is just punch the bully in the nose and then everybody would be friends again, even him. And I said, well, today, if you punch the bully in the nose, they're going to come back with a gun, or someone who isn't being addressed, that's being bullied, that's not being helped, will come back to retaliate because they just get tired emotionally. And we're not teaching our children about diversity, like you said, inclusion, diversity. And we're not, definitely not teaching them the proper coping skills when violation presents itself in the school. In a school climate,
the kids have not figured that out yet. Meaning, the reason is because they've lost a social environment for amount of 2 years because of the pandemic. They are 2 years socially behind everyone else that usually went to school before. With the online world, now they're still living that online world, even though they're back in the classroom, because it became such an online thing. They don't know what social relationships are, and that they see what's on television and things like that, and just think it's the normal to bully people. And, you know, 13 Reasons Why really put that out there in so many ways. It was a terrible story. It kind of condoned suicide in certain aspects, but it really did prove the fact of what was happening. The bullying before, you got the crap beat out of you in the 70s. We're seeing some of these films that are out now. The difference is everyone in some ways bullying somebody else. Everyone doesn't understand relationships. How do you get schools to stop this? to say, I just saw this bullying take place and I am going to stop it right now. There's a program called OVEAS. I'm not a fan of it. I'm being absolutely honest. It was out and these programs like, no, these are not no bully zones. You want a no bully zone, right?
Yes, I'm a no bully zone. And I also am a developmental therapist. So I definitely understand about every stage of development an adolescent goes through. And even I work with adults as well. But the bottom line is that the schools, it's a liability. So they just kind of don't want to deal with it, right? And then there aren't any federal, what I'm personally working on with my team is to get a bill or a federal law put in place that's mandated throughout the United States. There are state level things, but really nothing being implemented. So you have children just kind of scurrying around, being violated, and then they come and tell someone, and then the admin or the school doesn't really do much about it. And rightfully so, in some instances, they're really, the teachers are burnt out, they're underpaid. They have one therapist to service 5,000 kids in a school. I mean, it's not even feasible. So everyone's burnt out, but I say this, once again, I work with families who've lost children between the ages of seven and 17. I have two new families that I'm working with now, 14-year-old, 15-year-old in St. Louis just took their lives. The funeral for one of them is tomorrow. Yes. And the bottom line is that the schools, they claim they don't know these numbers, or when it happens, they're just put on notice. But these parents have been putting the school on notice. So the bottom line is just to show them the numbers. I have an app. I developed an app and it's cutting edge. We'll get to that. But that is really a big resolution.
It was only a short period of time in this interview. So we gotta get to the app now. Go to the app. Go.
Okay. So the Bullying Buddy is a cutting edge anti-bullying and safety app. This app educates, this app reports, it records in real time, and this app alerts the parent and the school and the bus driver right in its tracks when the bullying is taking place. So they say EBB, emergency bullying button, and it instantly starts recording. It's voice activated. It's manual for people who can get to their phone. There's a place in it for a bystander, which I call the watcher, who can go into the app and film it for you. Everyone gets the information now. We're collecting data for the CDC for the true numbers. And there's education within the app. There's suicide prevention avenues and therapists listed within the app. The app is really serious. And to couple with the app, I have a Be Brave curriculum. And this curriculum is an empathy-based curriculum, because that is what, in my personal research for 7 years, what we're lacking and what our children are lacking. Empathy and coping skills. Those are the two things that I addressed in the curriculum.
Is it school districts that purchase, download the app, or is it more parents working with it?
So the parents, we've presented to two schools, one in my hometown. They're very interested. We have a lot of interest, excuse me, on the government level two. I was just invited to Washington, you know, in July. So we're working on a lot of things to get it in every school in the United States. But the thing is that parents have the right to download this app and have it with their children. Obviously, it takes the parent and a child to use the app. So, or you can have three people on it. You can have two parents and a child or multiple children, but parents are loving this app. And now we're working on the schools to love it too, so that they can get it in there where it's part of a safety curriculum nationwide. This is what we're working on.
That's powerful. That's exciting things. Where can people connect with you, learn more about you? Where can they go?
So they can go to the website is the, like T-H-E, bullyingbuddy.com. And that has all of my information. Also too, they can go to their Android or Apple. We're in both stores. You can use this on a laptop. It's just everywhere. And we're working on the watches. That's next, the second phase, to have it on the watches. I also have an adult version for corporate bullying, domestic violence, elder abuse, financial abuse. We're getting it out there.
Exciting times for sure. Appreciate it, Tara Lynn, for you stopping by. And it's great information. We'll have to talk next about some of the other projects, but it's good you talked about the school bullying, because I think it's such a situation, going back to my days, it's terrible. It needs to be stopped, but workplace bullying needs to stop too.
Yes.
And you're talking about elder abuse, that needs to stop as well. So we appreciate you coming by.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.